What's going on, folks? This is your host, GBs, and welcome to a Lesson in Headbanging podcast with GBs, of course, right here on YouTube and podcast land, of course. And on this episode, I'll talk about my top three picks from Record Store Day on 4/20 of 2024. Can you take a guess what are my three picks in the world of rock and heavy metal? We'll talk about it right here on the show. But before I continue on, follow me on my social media platforms, the Lesson in Headbanging podcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, and on YouTube, man. Join the conversation, of course. Podcast land, available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. All you have to do is type in a Lesson in Headbanging podcast right now, damn it. All right, folks, right here, brown bag, vinyl. No, there's no liquor in this brown bag, so keep your ass settled. Let's talk about my top three vinyl right now on the Lesson in Headbanging podcast. Let's go. All right, here we go, folks. My top three vinyl picks on Record Store Day, April 20th of 2024. And by the way, there were some picks I wish I had in my hands, but I didn't. Or I had more money. Of course, obviously, Def Leppard had a couple their lives in, was it Live in Leeds? They had a live vinyl record on Record Store Day. Tesla, great 80s band, of course, got a vinyl came out. We know we had Dark Matter by Pearl Jam. The new record just came out, came with posters at my local record stores. And what else? Motorhead. Remorse? No. That was one. That was the one I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. But I got my top three, and of course, one of them I actually really wanted. I have it. So let's talk about it. So this record shop is in the local Chicagoland area, and Chicagoland area has a bunch of record stores. A shout out to your mom and pop's record stores, not only if you live in the Chicagoland area, but all across the United States. Go out and support them, get a little bit of love, of course. So here we go, Record Store Day, number one, and this one's for a lot of the more heavier death metal, metalcore era fans out there. And this is a great band, a young upcoming band, right here. Body Snatcher. These guys are hard, man. These guys are phenomenal. If you're into that hard mosh and hardcore swinging dance, whatever you want to do, this is it right here, man. This is a throwdown. Body Snatcher, great record, right? I heard it on the iTunes, one of my favorites of Body Snatcher. You know, Infested, Severed, Human Disdain. I know it's a little graphic if you're not a big bloody person. Confession. Murder 8 with Jamie Josta from Hatebreed is featured on here. And Say Goodbye. This is coming from Monarch Heavy Records. A lot of great bands off that label. You can see the official Record Store Day label right here in the top corner. So this is official, bought on Record Store Day. So that's number one pick for Record Store Day on 4/20 of 2024. All right, so since I didn't get the Motorhead, Remorse, no. This one was still cool. I'm still happy I got this one right here. The 40th anniversary of the classic LP. And if you're a classic rock and metal fan, you know this right off the bat. We Rock, The Last in Line, Mystery. If you know these songs, you know what I'm talking about. Dio, Last in Line. Look at this, a beautiful record. The designs on it, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Produced by Ronnie James Dio, horns up, baby. All lyrics, melodies written by Ronnie James Dio, rest in peace, baby. I wish I saw him. Vivian Campbell on guitars. Vinny Appice, however you want to call it, on drums, Jimmy Bain on bass, Claude A. Chanel on keyboards. So Vivian Campbell, man, he's out with Def Leppard on the vinyls, and he's part of the deal on the Record Store Day. So Vivian Campbell got a lot of good stuff out there on vinyls with his name on it. But this is really cool. I love it. It's a beautiful. Here's the back. Up close, a beautiful record. Actually, it's my first Ronnie James Dio or Dio solo band record on vinyl. So this is very exciting, especially if this is the Record Store Day 40th anniversary LP. And this is badass. I love it. I'm happy I got this. Right? If I didn't have the Motorhead DL, it's going to be one of them. So that's number two. And my number one pick, of course, and I had to get this because I'm a huge Kiss fan. You can see posters behind me. I'm a massive Kiss fan. And I had to get this collection. Now, last year, 2023, this great individual, who's no longer with us, he had his own solo records, or vinyls, exclusive to Record Store Day in 2023. I missed out on it. I told myself, do not miss out on it in 2024. And I gotta say, I was a lucky bastard to grab this, because at the record store that I went to, it felt like damn Black Friday. Old school Black Friday, like over 50 to 60 to 70 people in line at 6 a.m. in the morning. So the record shop I went to, probably the only one in the Chicagoland area that was open up at 7 and people are in line for 6 or earlier to get the first dib on the records. And this table was just a normal standard dining table. Everybody rushed to it, so there was no sharing. People were hogging the damn thing. You know how it is. You know, people are fucking greedy these days. But I was looking for the ones I was looking for. The Motorhead one, didn't see it. But this one in my hand, I found it. I asked for it. And somebody handed it off to me. And this one, I'm pretty proud to have this in my collection as a Kiss fan. But also a rock fan. I'm talking about Eric Carr. Rest in peace. If you know his work from Kiss, played bulk of 80s. Phenomenal records. 80 Kiss records that not a lot of people kind of go over. You listen to Hair Nation on Sirius XM. They'll play random 80s Kiss songs throughout that period. But when you think of Kiss, you think of a 70s version of Kiss, the 90s version of Kiss, mainly the 70s, right? The makeup era of Ace, Peter, Gene, and Paul. But obviously, this era had numerous people, right? Of course, you had Mark St. John, obviously Bruce Kulick, one of my favorite guitarists out there, Bruce out there, Mark St. John, Vinnie Vincent, who also played with Eric Carr as well. Eric Carr also played on Kiss Unmasked, right? The 80s pop. And obviously the makeup is, and this design has obviously come from Creatures of the Night, which is another fantastic heavy record from Kiss. But this one right here, official Record Store Day edition of this album. It has blue, has yellow records inside. 5 never-before-released bonus demo tracks, a new comic book style, 12-inch by 24-inch poster with rare photos of Lanier and notes. And the cool part is these eyes will light up. You plug them in, and this vinyl cover book will open, or light up, I should say. Now, I haven't cracked this open. I don't know, man. You know me, I'm a guy I like to preserve this stuff, but I buy this stuff for a reason, right? To play it, listen to it. So, I know there's people who buy two of them, right? One for collecting, so we'll just unwrap. There's people who have it, they'll love to listen to the record and look at all the content stuff. So this is really cool. I'm still waiting on to see when is the best time. But there's two sides. This is a beautiful Photoshop of Eric Carr without the makeup. All right. You know, Shandy. Obviously, I mentioned Car Jam, 1981. You know, if you're a Kiss, we're trying to see what else is on it. Bill O'Coin, the manager of Kiss at that time. Black Magic Woman. I mean, This is amazing, right? Amazing, that beautiful record. And as a Kiss fan, it's the side, right? It's kind of like a book style. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I'm grateful to have this in my collection as a Kiss fan and a rock fan. But yeah, better, I'm happy to have Dio Last in Line 40th anniversary. And for the more of the modern heavy stuff, which I always support new and upcoming bands, who are slowly starting to get established, Body Snatcher. So a great band, by the way. So go check them out if you're in that little heavier side. So there's my top three Record Store Day 420. I bought it, as I mentioned, early in the morning. I got up at 5 in the morning, head to my local record store, and try to get what I can get. And it's also available in my budget. So, what you guys picked? You guys went to any record stores on Record Store Day? Did you get up early like I did? Did you wait a little bit later? How many did you buy? And what did you buy? Again, let me know what you guys think down in the comment section of YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, follow me on Facebook, X, Instagram, of course. And listen, Headbanging Podcast, always putting tour dates up there. I'm a little behind on the show here. I'm always busy because I have another podcast called Into the Square Circle Podcast. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, I've been doing that daily. But trust me, I'll get up to my own. But the Listen to Headbanging Podcast, stay up to date in the world of rock and heavy metal, of course. So until next time, my friends, support your local rock and record stores. Support your local rock and metal bands out there, small to big. Support your local venues, of course, as always. Support the merch and support everybody and make the scene alive and well, stronger than ever. 2024 is going to be a great year. Let's have a good one, my friends. Until next time, stay heavy, and I'll talk to you guys next time.